There was a gentleman in San Francisco I read this week with a similar sentiment in the Epic Times, does these on the street interviews, asks a question and prints the responses. Well, they asked in San Francisco, what do you think about more surveillance at big events? And this is quoting this explanation of the question in the Epic Times of April 25th to May 1st, 2013. They write, in the wake of the Boston bombing, San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr has suggested beefing up camera surveillance in the city during big events, according to local media. Suhr said real-time monitoring on major thoroughfares like Market Street will bring added safety to events such as the Beta Breakers foot race. Civil liberties groups, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, express doubt that more surveillance can prevent terrorist attacks in the city and are concerned about the impact on personal privacy, unquote. Hey, we have been conditioned to believe that we cannot trust each other. And so of 7 people asked, only 1 was negative to that question. What do you think about more surveillance at big events? And this was a gentleman, Mark Fisher, who lives in the Castro District. He said, quote, I think it depends on who wants to monitor who and why. And to make it fair, let's put cameras in the boardrooms where they're committing their crimes, like the Fortune 500 companies. They commit crimes daily, but nobody's there, and there's no responsibility. They want to monitor us. George Orwell lives, unquote. Yep. Yes, indeed. And so I share the sentiment of Mr. Fisher. Let's put all those criminals behind bars. Let's prosecute the real crimes that result in the most deaths, the most suffering, the most pain. Let's make those guys pay. And until May, the next show, first Sunday in May, I wish to everyone and all a happy May Day. Peace.